Hey, I want to introduce you to Jamie DeWitt. Jamie DeWitt is in the kinesiology department. Jamie has been at Hope College for 23 years, and we've been traveling through the book of Acts this semester, and we're going to be traveling through the whole year. And we're looking how the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts is transforming people's lives. And what happened 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit is still doing today, transforming people's lives. And so throughout this semester, we're hearing stories of that, and Jamie's going to share a story. Would you pray with me? Father God, thank you for your kindness and love that you extend to us through your Son, Christ. And thank you that you are making all things new. And now, Lord, give us ears to listen what you want to say to us through our sister Jamie today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Would you welcome Jamie DeWitt?
First off, you have to know this is really out of my comfort zone, so bear with me. I will try not to stutter. I will try not to stumble over my words. When Paul Barsma asked me to do this today, my first reaction was, no way. There is no way I'm getting up in front of all of these people and telling my story. First off, I'm not anybody special. I don't have an interesting story. God kind of poked me in the eye and said, slow down. Don't jump to conclusions. I didn't grow up in your typical West Michigan middle-class Christian home. As a matter of fact, I didn't accept Christ into my life until I was 23 years old. But I'm jumping ahead. My parents were 16 and 19 years old when I was born. They were married and divorced before I was a year old. And back in the early 70s, dads didn't get custody of their kids unless they could prove that the mother was unfit. Despite the fact that my mother was an addict, abusive, and prostituted herself, often left me alone, it was hard for my dad to prove. He fought for 13 years to get custody of me. My mom was good at hitting me where people couldn't notice or explaining it away as she's just a clumsy little girl. Before my 13th birthday, all that changed. I came home from school. We lived in a low-income housing complex. Even though my mom was perfectly capable of working, she chose not to. We lived on welfare and the child support of myself and my three younger siblings. She remarried and subsequently divorced many times. The last count that I knew of was 8. Anyway, I got home from school, picked my sisters up from a neighbor's house, and she wasn't home. I went to another neighbor's looking for her. I found her in the living room with a handful of pills that she immediately swallowed right before my eyes. This wasn't the first time that she had done this, but right there I decided it was the last time I was going to watch it. I walked home and called the police. The ambulance came, and a friend helped me to get in touch with my dad and my sister's dad. Looking back, God's grace allowed me to remain calm and push through the coming days, though I really didn't know who he was. A week later, I left for sixth grade camp. My dad dropped me off there, and though he never talked to me directly about it, I knew that while I was gone, the courts would decide if I was going to stay at Dad's house while we waited for our court date, or if I would have to go back to Mom's. The bus ride home from camp was awful. I cried almost the whole way home, and no one on the bus could figure out why I was crying about going home. When we got to school, my dad was there. He was there to pick me up. I got off the bus crying uncontrollably, and only my dad really knew what that was all about. What a relief that God's hand was still guiding me through another experience, though I didn't know him yet. I spent the next few years with a wonderful counselor, trying to learn that my mom's problems didn't really have anything to do with me, and the way that she treated me was not only okay, it was wrong. My dad did get custody of me, and I lived there for as long as I lived at home until I got married. God put the right people in my life to help me get through and to learn to forgive. My senior year of high school, my grandmother had a heart attack, and I lived with my grandparents for a while to help my grandfather learn how to do laundry, cook, and clean. His generation didn't need to know all that stuff. My grandparents are like a second set of parents to me. I would do anything for them. They're both 90 years old this year, I'm 45 and I still have a set of living grandparents. That's pretty cool. They celebrated their 71st wedding anniversary this year. What an example of working through the tough things in life. Through that process, God helped me to learn how to serve someone through a very trying time. Life isn't always easy. Keep in mind, I still didn't know who Christ was. I didn't know how to pray. He was just walking me through life without my knowledge or my understanding. During my junior year in high school, I met the boy. I actually didn't like him very much at first, but he kind of grew on me. He came from the typical West Michigan family, middle class, parents both working, married, nice home, two children. A close-knit family that was totally alien to me, but they were wonderful. They treated me like part of the family, and that winter, Stephen invited me to go to church with him and his family. At first, I wasn't sure. I felt like people would judge me, and I wondered how a God could love someone like me. Man, was I clueless. Over the next few years, I went to church with what would eventually become my family. I learned slowly that God accepts me with all of my baggage. I started to see that all of the things that he had done for me, protection from situations that my mom put me in, grace in taking care of elderly grandparents, patience to learn what a new and wonderful family could be. I began to understand that despite the stuff that I went through, God was teaching me to be a stronger person, to show me how to make decisions based on what is right and not choosing the easy way out. I'm far from perfect. I make mistakes, and I'm not always a very nice person. But God cuts me slack and reminds me to start over each day. Do the best I can and allow others the same gift. When Stephen asked me to marry him, I wasn't sure. I was scared. I didn't want to marry someone who would later leave me. I wasn't sure that I wouldn't be like her. I told him I'm only getting married once. The only way you're getting out of this is in a box in the ground. Once I knew he was in it for the long haul, despite me, I said yes. Shortly after getting engaged, I became a member of Christ Memorial Church, and Tim Brown became my pastor. He baptized me, and in April of 94, he married Stephen and I. I remember when we went through our premarital counseling, Tim made a stop right in the middle of the session. He was flabbergasted at the story that I had just told him about my mom and the concerns of her being at our wedding. It was the first time that I realized I was nothing like her. I had become a better person by Christ's grace. I had done the work to be normal. Yes, I could be bitter. I could use my childhood as a crutch. Despite all the trying times, God is good. I have an amazing husband. We've been married for 20 years, and I learn new things about him that I love every day. We don't have any children of our own. It just wasn't in God's plan for us. I feel like God brought me to Hope College to fill that hole in my heart. I'm blessed to be here. I get to know so many of you, some of you better than others. I hope that God continues to use me. I hope that God continues to use me to help others see that despite their circumstances, he can use everything for his greater good. Don't feel sorry for me and what my life has been. God always has a plan. I hope that if you need a friendly, listening ear, you will seek me out. I'm happy to have a cup of coffee, listen to your story, share my insights, and of course, to pray with you. God can do immeasurably more than you could ever imagine. My favorite Bible verse is Romans 8, 26 through 39. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Being a Christian isn't always easy. Sometimes the answer that God has for us is no. Whether you're here today because you are really strong in your faith, or you're just checking this whole thing out. You may not know who God is, but he knows every hair on your head. Ask questions. God isn't afraid of our questions. Will you pray with me? God, you know each and every person's heart. If you dwell in their strength, help them to learn to be faithful. If we're learning about you, show us in the way that only you can. Be with each person here this semester. Help each to grow and to learn who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.